FM.
UFM.
Connecting you.
And we got love. Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Creepo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
Hello.
The official
Novos. Hello.
Hello. Oh, you happy Thursday.
Thursday. No positive affirmations in my
Thursday.
Inbox from you this morning.
Yeah, where were they, Jade?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Come on, keep
feeling
up.
Negative today, are
do
we?
Do you want one now?
Yeah, give us one.
Yeah, what have you got for us?
Okay, there's the reason...
An actual one, not one you're making up.
No. This is an actual one. Okay, right, I'll give you one. All right, everyone hold two
Start
seconds.
Start the day off in a positive way.
Surely you subscribe to an Instagram account
ready?
That gives you some.
Today's affirmations, okay? I've always loved butterflies because they remind us that it's never too late to transform ourselves.
That's
very nice. Very good.
There you go. But what I was going to say, though, speaking of transformations, I booked my hair appointment tonight to get my hair done because we've got a big photo shoot tomorrow.
That's true.
So
but what haircut are you getting?
I'm like not getting a haircut.
Bob or something?
No chopping.
A bowl cut?
Nope. No. Are we in the 60s?
I don't know. I'm just checking in.
No, I'm just getting a toner. So I'm not even going like full dye. I'm just going to get them to give me a blow dry and everything. So then hopefully it'll stay styled overnight. But I'm going to be sleeping like a mummy, really stiff and still.
Jade,
so my hair doesn't get wrecked. Yes.
I just get your personal stylist in tomorrow to do it.
Yeah, how you normally do.
Oh, bless you guys. Oh, thanks. You think I look great every day.
Of course. Trevor, you're filthy because somebody's stolen your headphones.
Well,
from
no,
the
I'm not putting that out.
I actually have a feeling, for those who are Crevo's in, where's my headphones? Don't know where my headphones are. Someone's taken my headphones. And you're storming around here like Frankenstein trying to find your
on
headphones.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like me crazy angry, Crevo's angry is like a 2 in comparison.
Yeah, look, I do need to check my car. That is the last place I haven't looked yet.
I'm 100%. You put them in your satchel. Yesterday
you
when you left.
Bag, which
yeah.
I just checked. No, they're not in there.
Oh, well, then they've gone.
Well, I'll check the car. That's the last place to look. Hey. Otherwise, they are somewhere here.
Guys, I had to go to Taree yesterday. Well, I chose to go to Taree. So I spent half of my life there, right? And I haven't been back in like 15 years. Wow.
I've
got some observations for you next.
Oh, wow. I can't wait for this.
What a treat. 6:09 with the Novos. Good morning. Nickelback, live across Newcastle for your Thursday on 105.3 New FM. And, guys, yesterday I returned to where I grew up.
Jade, Maddie and Creebo.
Oh, what a treat. So I had an opportunity to go up to Taree, where I spent half of my childhood on and off.
Mm-hmm.
And, wow, it hasn't changed at all.
Exactly the same.
Exactly the same. So the radio station up there, so I went with someone that we work with.
Yeah.
So that was actually the first ever radio station I listened to.
Oh, really?
Max FM in Taree.
Can you imagine little Maddie with his school backpack and his backwards hat?
Running home, turning on the radio.
I even had the bumper sticker.
Well, you were a legit fan from back in the day.
Put it this way. I had the bumper sticker in 94. I'm pretty sure they're still handing them out there. interesting, though. Very nice people there. They're all lovely.
Yeah.
But I thought we had it bad here at Sandgate. Their building's not very good.
Oh.
But good, like, if it's a good station and stuff. Anyway.
What's a building
the point
look
of this story,
like?
I don't know.
Like, run down moldy carpet?
School.
Like a war bunker?
Right, okay.
Okay, that's the vibe.
That's a vision for me.
With some blue awnings. So, I went out to get, like, a part for the computer that we were fixing there, and... Wow, I didn't expect to bump into anybody I knew. Oh, my God. I was pleasantly surprised at the people that I encountered yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
So, I had this really cute English teacher in high school I had a crush on.
Yeah.
He's not so cute anymore.
Oh.
At the shopping centre, I was like, wow.
Things have changed.
What happened? What happened? This guy looked like Brad Pitt.
Like when he was younger.
When he was my teacher.
So he would have been like his first teaching job maybe out of uni.
Yeah. You know how, what's happened to Val Kilmer? You know how he
yes.
was like really good looking? Like almost a 10.
Yeah, now he looks like a mullet.
And, you know,
like a fish.
Age hasn't treated him well. My old boss at Big W, This is all in the same shopping centre.
You saw them all?
Yeah, yeah.
Just like walking
must
along?
Must have been shopping day. So my old boss at Big W, my first ever job, right?
Yeah.
Here I am, 14 and 9 months working in the music section, and he just didn't like me. I think I dyed my hair blonde once, and he schooled me over professionalism in the workplace.
So what, you changed your hair colour?
You know what, he needs to get some trousers that are his size, because he's clearly trying to put the 30s on, and he's a 36.
So did you chat to him, or
no, just through a filthy,
did you hide?
Through a filthy, no, why not? Why would I hide?
But no.
This takes the cake, though. My high school sweetheart, who was a girl, Jamie, what? All in the same shopping center. I kid you not. Here I am, and I'm like, oh, I know that girl. She's like looking at me. She comes over, and I thought, oh, I must have went to school with her. And then I realized it clicked. She's like, hey, are you Matt? I'm like, yeah. She's like, I'm Jamie. Remember me? I was like, wow.
And
literally, like the twin pram,
yeah,
and the two-year-old off the side.
On the hip?
The snotty nose.
Aww, she's a mummy now.
Yeah.
That could have been your wife.
Yeah, that's right.
I know.
And things have gone different.
Got to see my grandma, my old high school, my old primary school. It was a very nice day, actually.
Oh, good. That's I'm glad good. You enjoyed it. But
good little trip down memory lane.
What a blast to the past. Hey, it's a double whammy, that. You got
a triple.
Trick.
Anyway. I can't believe you see three people that you knew in the one spot.
It's a small town. Yeah, okay. I think it's got like 20,000 people.
They were all shopping that day where you were.
Did you have the urge to move back?
No.
Good.
No.
You're staying with us. They can't have you. I got really jealous and I was like, how dare Maddie go up there without me?
She did.
Yeah.
But you've just revealed this morning that you are in fact PMSing today. And to
I'm the only one
you.
Who's allowed to say that out loud.
Yeah. Well, you said it to us before.
Yeah.
You snapped at Crevo yesterday. She just said to me, you better watch yourself today, Maddie.
No provoking.
Yeah, no provoking.
Your poor husband, he copped it.
He did last night too. I said that to him too. I was like, don't, everyone's provoking me. Don't provoke me, Ben. But beat the meat after this. If you want to score yourself, what are we giving away? Wine still? Or?
No. Jade, what do you think the whole game's about?
Oh, meat. Yeah. Meat.
Singos. Our best friends at Singos.
Oh, that's right. Singos Butcheries, they have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. If you want to win a stack of meat, 13-10-09.
Beat the bomb style game, of course.
Very easy.
To yell out, stop, before the bomb goes off and you win that amount of sausages. Play next in UFM. Good morning.
The Novos.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human!
We have a whole heap of meat to give away with Beat the Meat. It's like Beat the Bomb. You just got to say stop before the meat basically explodes on 13-10-09.
That's right. So good. All thanks to Singos. Let's go to Daniel. Hey, Daniel.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. So where are you? What's the traffic like at the moment?
It's pretty live at the moment. I'm up at Cessnock, so yeah, not much traffic up here. Yeah,
is there much of a sunrise, or is it still pretty cloudy out there?
It's still pretty cloudy. It was a little bit foggy earlier, but hopefully we'll get a bit of sunshine today.
Watch out for those kangaroos then on the road.
Yeah, well, I've actually stopped for a few hours now, so it's all right.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. All right, Daniel, let's do this, mate. Do you know how this game works? Obviously, you've heard it before.
Yeah, I have.
Very good. So you need to say stop before the bomb goes off. Are you ready to beat the meat?
Yep, I'm ready.
Let's do it. Here we go. One sausage. Five sausages. 15 sausages. 24 sausages. 28 sausages. 29 sausages. 30 sausages.
Stop.
Oh, yes!
Yay!
Fantastic.
You're a winner! You've got a whole heap of sausages.
Daniel, I will tell you, you were 2 seconds away from that bomb going off, mate. Good job.
Yeah, greedy, but I thought I better stop.
Yeah, don't well get greedy.
enjoy that sausage, mate. All thanks to Singos. So thanks for them for hooking us up with that. Up next, though, a little boy has been in big trouble.
Being naughty.
His parents taken him to the hospital. He's inserted several things into his body. I'm going to tell you what it is next. It's unbelievable. I don't know how
it happened. It's happened. Yeah. Right.
New FM, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
Denovos.
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 New FM.
How about this, guys? Newcastle University is inside the top 200 in the world in terms of being the best.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Awesome. It is great work.
Jade's like, why? Because they have the nicest inside. No, Jade, well, I'm sure it's outcomes.
Have you seen the building on, I always get confused, Hunter Street there?
Yeah.
The one that, beautiful. It amazes me every single time I walk, drive past it, how it's being held up by just one massive singular pole.
By a stick.
Insane.
But I'm sure somebody very smart.
Architecture.
Yeah. I know, but it's very impressive. I love it.
Oh, it is good. It's a beautiful building. I always see people studying in there, and I would get a little bit creeped out.
Yeah, I always look to see them walking up there, and I think, how can they do that knowing that there's... I know there's obviously more support under them what we can see, but it's still not the thought.
It's not a chopstick wrapped in tin foil. It's a big steel beam, and a lot of buildings are held up by less.
Well, you know what? Big thanks to the uni lecturers who are making the uni
happen.
Well, you happen in one of the best in the world.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
For sure. Top 200. 13:10:09 next. We are after your Wang injuries. So a curious 11-year-old boy has suffered pain after it's been discovered, guys. He put 11 of those little tiny magnetic balls
up his genitalia.
Up his little willy. It's no good.
No.
Oh, that's horrible. Like, and parents, what a nightmare. I know kids put marbles up their nose and in their ears.
This is something parents deal with all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, down there in that region.
A story for the ages, this one. But basically, we want to know, how have you injured your genitalia this morning?
That's right. Obviously, keep it family friendly.
Family friendly.
Keep
That's
it
what
PC.
We're about here. So we're going to take your calls next. On offer, delicious Yumbo Rama meals, chef cooked meals delivered direct to your door. It's time to turn your misfortune around.
Into fortune.
Absolutely.
I like that.
I have tried them. They're very good. Right now, they love this song. John Farnham, That's Freedom at New FM. Good morning. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM. Morning fog today, mostly sunny, tops of 20 degrees on the coast and 13:10:09. This morning we're asking you, how did you injure your downstairs?
Everybody hurts.
Yeah, 11-year-old boy taken to hospital. They've done an x-ray and he's obviously been playing around at home with his little toys and he's put... like, I think 11 of these magnetic tiny balls. So, you know, like the little, what do they call them?
Magnetic balls.
No, you pull them back and you let them go and they're...
Yeah.
That's Newton's cradle.
The tiny Newton's cradle.
Anyway, the tiny little metal balls up his old fella. Anyway, it's terrible. Imagine the pain.
And as a parent, you'd be stressing out. You have to rush your little one off to hospital.
Kids do silly things.
They do.
What's making him do that?
Curiosity. Kids do it. You know how many kids have put peas up their nose? He just obviously ran out of peas. He ate them, was a good boy, ate them all at dinner and saw these little balls and thought, you know what? I wonder what happens if I put it in here.
Peas up the nose, very different to this scenario right now.
It wouldn't
now.
Hurt as much, that's for sure.
All I can say, on Facebook, we did have a meme up. Incredible comments.
Yeah.
Incredible comments. Check them out for a lol.
Eye-opening. Some would say.
Let's go to the phone, shall we? Let's do it.
Good morning, Jason.
Hey, Jace.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, hey. So how did you accidentally injure your genitalia?
It was many moons ago, probably when I was about 11 or 12. I had an itch downstairs one afternoon after school. And boys will be boys and find anything to cure it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I went into the cupboard and pulled out some Dettol. cut the hand, poured it straight into the hand, and then rubbed it on the cherry. And said, "Oh, let me tell you, it was not a pleasant feeling. If I could paint a picture for you, it was like eating a cherry at first, eating a chili. At first, it's pleasant, but then you know, then that heat hits you, and boy, did it burn."
Oh, jeez, Jason,
you've remembered all these years later.
Yeah, so I don't look at that all the same again. And yeah, I ended up crying myself to sleep.
Oh, you poor thing. And what was the after effect?
I had red, they were red the next day. And then the second day after I applied the Dettol, the skin started peeling.
Did you tell your mum?
No, I lived at my mum and dad were divorced at the time, so I only lived with the old man. But at the time, he was working. So, yeah, I kept that from him. They probably still don't know today.
It's an awkward thing, like, showing it at, like, your dad, that kind of thing.
Well,
I feel.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just awkward.
Oh, we're pretty open with that stuff. But, yeah, that was something that I thought, you know, that was embarrassing. And I thought, no, I can't do this.
You're like Jason. She's very open with her family about that stuff as well.
We are.
A Yumbo Rama meal for that, Jason.
100%.
Enjoy that meal, brother.
Thank you
for calling.
Let's go to Cherie. How are you?
Good, thanks. Yourself?
Really good. You're a nurse, I see here on the screen.
Yes.
Ooh, okay, so.
You would be able to write a book, Cherie.
Yes.
All right, well, tell us like a top highlight or two. You'll get Yumbo Rama meals, we guarantee it.
Okay. I worked in a major hospital in Sydney many years ago, and we had a gentleman come in that decided to put a ferret up his backside. So that was one.
I have no words.
Cherie, can we just stop for 1 second? Now, what do you do as a medical professional when a man presents to you at emergency with a ferret up his bottom?
Do you call animal cruelty?
What
animal
do you do?
Is there a tail hanging out?
Yeah, it was quite interesting. I was only young at the time and I was like, oh my God. But, yeah.
Do you, like, pull the tail out or do you, like, sedate him? What's the go?
He was sedated straight away. Apparently the surgeon had seen this before. And, straight to surgery. He ended up with a colonoscopy bag. A colonoscopy and stuff like that. There was a lot of damage in there.
An
absolute lot of damage. It had basically, like, it fretted and it just did, ripped everything to shreds.
Oh, that poor little animal. He didn't survive.
The animal didn't survive. So I think he actually, by the time he'd come into us, it was already dead. It had been in there for hours and he just couldn't get it out. That was one. Another one, a young gentleman, it was a dare, decided to put his penis inside a beer bottle and didn't realise that when it swells, it doesn't come back out.
Oh, jeez. Could you just smash the bottle?
Oh,
yeah,
no,
we break
around
it.
There you go, Jade.
Oh, yeah, caught
that's
up.
That's the next stage in that story, if you did that.
Exactly.
Permanent damage, Cherie, when that happens?
The beer bottle? Let's just say it was very sore for a long time and very black and blue for a long time.
Oh, also, to Cherie's mental health.
Cherie.
Thanks for your
thank
call.
Thank you.
Wow.
And I know that's this will never, ever stop the thoughts you must still have about these things, but we're giving you Yumbo Rama meal. It's all yours.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Cherie, I've heard that nurses just have to have the best sense of humour about this stuff because you see so much.
Definitely.
there's a guy with a ferret up his bum.
Yeah, can we just, you know what? It's just everyone, don't do anything that's not natural. Just
that is
that
the warning
there.
Here, you know, and you know, one for parents to tell the kids.
Yeah.
Just don't do anything.
And shame on you for hurting animals.
Well, that
for
too.
Your sexual benefit.
Yada, you know that's what it was about. Anyway, up next though, Crevo, food served in weird ways.
Yeah,
good luck teasing this one after that.
A bunch of a certain restaurant has been serving out food in bizarre situations. We'll get into it next. Just okay. It needs to be heard to be believed.
6:47. I don't think anything can top that last 5 minutes.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo when you wake up.
The Weekend, Blinding Lights, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Currently 14 degrees at Maitland.
All right, we've got to talk hipster restaurants because it's a thing.
Your
where,
fave.
Well, yeah, you like going to hipster restaurants.
Sometimes.
Your experience.
Those two cups.
Some places, though, they take the serving of food to a different level because they're trying to be different in such a way that they make it really weird and, in my opinion, quite gross.
Right.
Right, so this list has come out of the weirdest way that people have had food served to them, right? And some of them are just bizarre. Now, I first experienced this in a place in Sydney where, I kid you not, the food came out served on like a garden shovel. Now, I'm sure that had been washed, right? And it was designed as a plate. And I use that in the, you know, most inverted commas possible. But I don't want my food served on a garden shovel.
So, the garden shovel, are we talking like the, you know, 1 meter length garden shovel?
It was like that, but they'd taken out most of the handle.
That's
great
weird.
For social distancing.
Can I ask, what sort of meal are they serving on a garden shovel?
So I think that was actually like a kind of a quiche kind of pizza thing.
Okay.
That came out on that.
Yeah, you wouldn't be putting pasta on that, would you?
No.
Carbonara.
Not so much. That's right. Right. So there has been a bit of a movement for that. Some of the other weird ones that have come up on this list you mentioning like pasta there. Pasta that has come out in a miniature chest of drawers. So each level has like a different flavour.
Oh, that's nuts. I'm not into that.
I'm showing you the picture here, Maddie, just so you can see that I am being legit.
Oh, well, what kind of fool's buying that?
That's
well,
ridiculous.
A lot of people are paying too much
and
money for that
you
sort
know
of
what
thing.
I don't trust about that? The cleaning process. The dish pig out the back. Are they really getting to every single little crevice in each drawer?
Chuck it in the dishwasher.
Absolutely not.
Nah.
Another one that really is disturbing me is they've gotten... Do you remember on MasterChef, the veggie guy, Simon, got kicked off for doing like a broccoli dish, right?
It was soggy, yeah?
Yeah, so they're doing a version of that, it looks like, except each piece of broccoli is speared by a piece of barbed wire. Let's have a look at that now, friends.
Oh, that's disturbing.
How ridiculous. But then they're charging like huge amounts of money for this because it is an experience.
Art.
No. I'm so not into that.
You know what?
Serving on a plate.
You know who has lost the plot as well?
Who? Mm.
Just speaking of serving basic foods in weird ways, I was watching a Gordon Ramsay video and he's got this online series of like scrambled egg videos. He makes them in different countries.
Right.
So he was down in Tasmania. Obviously, Tasmania, a lot of sea urchins down there.
Yeah.
So this sea urchin, he's obviously taken all the meat out from the inside, hollowed the thing out, put it in the scrambled eggs, and then he piles it back in after flies were all over it, and he hands the other lady this sea urchin with some eggs on it.
It's all
filled
spiky.
With eggs. I'm like, that is the last thing I would want to eat my scrambled eggs out of.
Yeah, you lost your mind, Gordon Ramsay.
I second
a
that.
A sea urchin skeleton.
Just
no
ridiculous.
Good.
You know what? Right. Food's not art. Next. Just putting it out
there.
Well,
it is, but...
No, it's not.
It's like any art.
There's good
art and bad art.
Oh, I disagree with you guys completely. I just want it on a plate so I can eat it.
Well, you're the last person people are going to listen to over food, Jay. Our pet birthday shout-outs up next after the news, newfm.com.au, if you'd like to nominate...
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
Oh, yes, it's exciting times here because Happy Mobile Cafe have just pulled up.
Oh, great.
Here, guys, happymobilecafe.com.au for the best coffees in Newcastle.
But, guys, unbelievable this is. A five-year-old boy has actually hit a hole-in-one whilst playing golf. He's 5 years old. Trains every day. I think he's the next Tiger Woods in the making.
Tiger Woods Jr.
Yep. And
in what aspect?
Personal
or professional?
You know, I'm guessing
maybe
golf.
Maybe both.
Who knows?
Hole in one, did you say?
Hole in one. At 5 years wow. old. Absolutely incredible. People live their whole life playing
That's
golf
right.
and never hit a hole in one.
I've never played golf.
Well, you'll probably never hit a hole in one. So, 131009, if you've ever hit a hole in one, I want to hear your story. Or maybe you witnessed a hole in one because it's so rare.
It's a once in a lifetime.
Yeah, and I reckon it would be a very vivid memory for someone to explain. Mm. Like, I think you'd remember every detail of the day. You know, was there clouds in the sky? How many people on the course? Did a bird chirp just before you hit off? I'm just curious, if you've ever hit a hole-in-one, please call the show. Or if you had a major sporting achievement,
I was going to say, the
I'll take that
might
too.
Be a little small that you're fishing in.
I
right
know,
here.
But you've got to try,
yeah,
right?
Look, surely there's one.
One hole-in-one.
At
we'll
least.
Just take one caller, a hole-in-one
That's
caller.
All I want. And if not, no. if you haven't hit a hole-in-one, maybe a magnificent try. That you had it. Any sporting achievement will take.
You know, like that...
That pond got a lot bigger real quick.
You know that Furphy ad where yeah. he kicks the ball and it splits in half mm. and gets two tries?
Yeah.
That's the kind of vibe of a like an achievement that we're after.
Something just incredible. Like you
Jade,
couldn't write about it.
We're getting some calls.
Yay!
Hole-in-one stories next after Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars at New FM. Good morning. 105.3 New FM, 131009. We're talking your hole-in-one stories this morning. You really want it! You really want it! You really want it! Oh, you insisted
yeah.
on this one.
I did.
You love that song.
So, a five-year-old boy playing golf, training away to be the next Tiger Woods of golf, and he actually hit...
You
a hole-in-one.
I love that you needed to clarify that it was of golf.
What other Tiger Woods is there?
Oh, look, I don't know. Woodsy. There's lots of people with the surname
right.
Woods.
But I love that.
But if you've had a hole-in-one, we want your stories
yeah.
this morning on 131009. But just real quick, listen to this amazing moment of...
Of when it happened.
Of when it happened.
Okay, sorry, Joe. I need to pull it up. I can't play both at the same time.
Oh, that's
time,
okay. You know?
Sorry.
That's all right.
We've got a simple computer here.
Yeah, here we go.
Here we go.
On Friday, William Kelly hit a hole-in-one on his golf course. Roughly 68 yards, he chose to use his 7-iron at the 13th hole. Several people witnessed the hole-in-one that surprised everybody. All the adults there that haven't done this in their lifetime.
I hit a 7-iron and it took two bounces off the fairway and one bounce off the green, and then it hit the flag and then it went in.
We all ran down the fairway and there it was sitting in the hole. It was an unbelievable moment. You know, some people play golf their whole lives, never get a hole-in-one.
Do you know who gets lots of holes in one?
Who?
Kim Jong-un.
Oh, yeah.
He always lies about his golfing score.
Yeah.
He may not
every
be
time,
lying.
I
Who
think.
Knows? It no. runs in the family. They don't look like the sporting type either.
Yeah,
though, so
it's very surprising, really, isn't it?
Oh,
oh, yes, sir. You've got a hole in one. All right. Again.
But we've got Kristen on the phone. Good morning.
Hey, Kristen.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hey. So have you hit a hole in one?
No, not me. No, I'm the least sporty person out there.
join the club, Kristen.
Yeah, but congratulations to William.
Oh,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
what a moment.
Yeah, no, yeah. Right. So tell us, Kristen, what's your story? Do you have a hole-in-one story or a big sporting achievement?
Oh, I think it's just a big sporting achievement.
Yeah,
my youngest started in soccer, and his first year he scored 82 goals.
Oh, wow.
Jeez, and, that's a lot.
Followed on with his next year and got 80 for his second year. So,
that's quite but, incredible.
The funny thing, he was so disappointed in himself because he didn't beat the 82 from the year before.
Oh. So how old is he now, Kristen?
He's just about to turn 19 now, actually.
Now, were you a pushy, sporty parent that pushed him in to playing soccer for a living? Because, you know, there's good money in soccer.
No, he wanted to play rugby league, so we suggested that he played soccer first, and then he went on to rugby league, but he's actually playing for the Jersey Flegg side for the Roosters.
Oh wow, congratulations.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. That's very exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. You must be very proud. What does it feel like, that first moment when they come home and they say, "Mum, I've made the Jersey Flegg side for the Roosters," because that's a big deal for
yeah.
a lot of footy players.
It was actually a little bit, it was bittersweet because it meant he had to move to Sydney. So.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's a newie boy?
He's a newy boy. Grew up in Morpeth. Had to move to Sydney in November last year to start training.
Oh,
and
wow.
Find a job down there. And with the COVID, his competition's actually been cancelled for this year.
Oh, no.
That's all right.
So all that hard work, and but he'll be back down again in November, ready for the next season.
Oh, that's awesome.
So good. A good little local story. Did you want to give his name a shout-out? People can follow him. I'm sure lots of people would love to check him out.
His name's Luke Knight.
Oh, Luke Knight, that's
Google.
Awesome.
I'm sure it'll
like K-N-I-G-H-T?
Yep.
Oh, that's meant to be. Screw the wristers.
Yeah, but you sure he's from Newcastle?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for your call.
What a great story. Thank you, Chris. We'll give you a nice bottle of Hunter Valley wine to celebrate with that one. Love it or loathe it. Coming up next here at the Novos, it's 17 past 7. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Get down off that fence. No fence sitting allowed. Love it or loathe it. Today's daily topic is wet weather wear.
3, 2, 1, go.
Love it. I love wet weather gear, gumboots I own. I've got numerous actual raincoats, one of which I'm wearing now, Maddie.
So I wanted to bring this up because of this, actually, guys. In Islington, in the past week or so, I've noticed a lot of people wearing, like, designer raincoats. Not like your sort of trench coat, Jade, like actual PVC raincoats.
Like the old school yellow kind of ones?
Old school yellow ones, but with all different designs and fashions.
Really? They're cool. I like those.
I can't stand a raincoat.
Why?
I don't know. I just find it like I don't want like a wet thing clinging to my body. I do own one, and I'll use it when it's pouring and I have to do something outside.
Like a PVC one.
No, I've got like a nice Burton one, but it's
so you do love them.
No,
Go with your flip flopper.
No,
flip flop.
90% of the time, I want to use an umbrella. I just think it's better. It keeps the rain off you instead of clinging all over your body.
It doesn't even cling. You know what? The good thing about a raincoat is that if you're lazy and you don't like to hold things, voila, put on a raincoat.
I've seen interesting designs in the last week. One had like elephant heads all over it, and then the other one had like
trunks up, I hope.
Ugly floral design. Just terrible, really. Like, where do you buy designer raincoats from?
I don't know. 131009, if you give me a heads up, because I'd love to wear one in the studio.
Now, I'm not saying that, you know, hipsters only live in Islington, but I've seen a concentration of these raincoats there. Jackson, I feel like you're a great judge on this. What are your thoughts on designer raincoats?
I'm not a fan at all.
They're very noisy raincoats as well.
You would be a Debbie Downer on the raincoat.
Everywhere you go.
Because they are ugly, yes.
It's like walking around in a sleeping bag, you know? It's just noisy.
God, I can't wait to get my hands on one. Be wearing it for a week in here.
Can't you just see Jay dressed up with the, like, PVC raincoat and gumboots on and the little matching hat?
Oh, yeah. Like, is it Paddington Bear that wears that gear around?
Yeah.
Yeah, you laugh, but Paddington Bear is huge.
Do you know who wears a raincoat? I don't know if you've seen that Netflix series, Kimmy Schmidt, but she is a loser.
I haven't seen it.
Nothing wrong with being
Kimmy
a loser.
Schmidt, great show. Great show if you're looking for a show to watch.
Right. Here.
Capital what?
Loser. L.
How do you spell that?
L-O-S-E-R.
Oh, cool.
J-A-D-E.
Oh, there you go, guys. Yeah, get an umbrella, I think. You can get nice umbrellas.
Umbrellas are better.
Beautiful umbrellas. Very good. Sorry, Jay, it's not your day, is it? 7:40, coming up next, we're talking fat pills.
Yeah, they reckon they've cracked it this time.
Good. We can all take one.
And they think you'll be able to eat as much fast food as you want and just slam one of these.
Apparently.
More chubby wubby.
News Time 7:27. Good morning.
The Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
UFM.
Oh, guys. I love the rain. We all love the rain. Apart from you, Crevo.
Getting over it now.
Yeah, I'm over it.
It puts Crevo out with all his buy, swapping and selling. But the thing is, I love it, but last night found a leak. So I had to get a bucket.
Oh, no.
It's in the old, one of the old bathrooms, like, we're going to renovate. And I was like, come on, Benny, renovation time, let's do it. And then he comes back home with a tarp, and he puts the tarp on
the
roof.
How bad was the leak?
Oh, it's not real. It's not a massive flood, but it's...
Is it like drip, drip, drip?
Yeah,
drip,
I counted 8 seconds, and then when the rain picked up, 8 seconds between drips, and then the rain picked up, and then it started dripping a lot quicker.
You know when you buy a house and you find these little things that are wrong with it, do you ever feel like ringing up the old owner and being like, why didn't you tell me about this?
Yeah, no, you know what, though? We've looked. We think we've found the issue. So it's just went in really heavy rain. Mm. There's the pipe, so we need to get some more piping to put on to, and run it off the roof. So obviously where the drains, it's sort of half stopped on the roof. So they haven't ran the drain all the way off.
Oh.
So it's, yeah.
That sounds like a plumber's job.
A plumber's job. Oh, we'll be right. Just go to Bunnings, get a few little white things. But anyway,
do you think Bunnings, send out tiny little fairies that damage houses so you go and spend money?
Wouldn't be surprised.
It's like when kids throw mud on a car and then set up a car wash at the end of the street.
Yeah.
Bunnings would never do that, especially if they're sponsors of the show.
Yeah, I don't think they are.
They're not sponsors of the show, but I love Bunnings.
Otherwise, Jade would be hitting them up for freebies left, right, and center.
I would. I'll be your ambassador.
Next, though, guys, we are talking about a fat pill. They reckon they've cracked it. We'll be able to eat as much fast food as we want, apparently.
Woo! 7:37 with the Novos. Good morning. Boggy, rainy start to your Thursday. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
It's time to talk about a fat pill. So they reckon they might have cracked it. There might be an anti-obesity pill.
Yes.
on the horizon. So, and I'm actually quite happy about this in a way because... They never do anything, the scientists never do anything for mice. And this one is actually, the lab rats that are there? This one's actually helping them because obviously they get fed all this food, these lab rat mice, and now they've got the obesity pill they're testing on the mice.
And it's working.
And it's working. Wow. So, they're giving them all the sugary and fatty foods, the fast foods, etc. And they give them the pill and they reckon that it's, preventing weight gain, improving the body composition.
Wow.
And also improving the glycemic control. So that's for like your diabetes and stuff.
Marvellous. I say marvellous. I'm so happy. And when are they starting tests on humans?
Well, I mean, this is the thing. It's obviously the next stage, yeah. Right? If you could get your hands on these like anti-obesity, anti-fat pills, yeah. Are you guys having one?
100%. I don't even know why you're asking that. You can eat whatever you want, right?
It depends on which physician is behind it. I mean, if it's Dr. Nick Riviera from The Simpsons, hi, everybody, I'm not taking that.
No, but if it's, say, it came from a reputable source.
Well, I feel like, right, we've been conned for so many years by these weight loss pill companies.
Mm.
Oh, Herbal Essence, this is great. Like, you never put an ounce of weight on.
It's a thermogenic.
Never works. My poor mum gets sucked into this
every time.
Aww. She's like,
poor Suze.
She calls me the other week and she's like, Matt, I found these new weight loss pills. They're the Adele ones.
So
the ad claims that you lose all this weight in like 2 weeks. I'm like, mum.
So you're saying yes?
No.
So you wouldn't give them a go? You know what? I think you're full of it because you know what? Maddie was in here about half an hour ago with his phone trying to get a selfie and was going to start filming. And he starts filming himself for his Instagram video. He rewatches it and he goes, nah, I look fat. That's not getting shared online. And you put it down.
You know what my favourite thing about this article is that... Like, obviously, because fast food is mentioned a bunch of times in the article, it must have, like, triggered the ad words because there's an ad for a Porto's on here and there's also an ad for KFC at the bottom. So they obviously know who their target market is.
Wow. Oh, would you take it, Crevo? Because you're a bit of a yo-yo dieter. Mm. We were talking about this, actually, the other day,
Jordan. About a week ago.
Sometimes you... Like, live really cleanly with your food consumption, but then other times...
I do not.
You know?
And I said, you know what, that's your problem. I figured, because you go on all vegetarian, you just have a veggie diet all week, and then the weekend, you blow out, don't you?
Exactly right.
Yeah, it's no good.
Nice cheese, nice cured meats.
That's right, I do like that stuff.
Lux desserts.
If this was from a reputable medical source, and there was extensive testing, I am a man of science, I think I'd be into it. Why not?
Me too.
Why not use the best of science to help your health?
I imagine all the Kit Kats and Tim Tams I could eat non-stop. I could live off it. I'd probably die from poor nutrition, but the thing is...
I'd be thin. You just only eat Kit Kats.
Easy shop as well.
Yeah.
Easy shop. No need to think about
One aisle. Well, forget the Australian made aisle.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Go down the candy aisle.
Don't go dissing that again. It's a good, good thing we should be doing.
What's the Dick Smith version of a Tim Tam? Is there one?
I think he has one.
It's called a Tam Tam or something. I don't know. I just made that up.
There's a Woolworths poorer version of a Tim Tam.
I did find an article of Arnott sues Dick Smith Foods over Tim Tam infringement.
Yeah, so. I'm pretty sure it was something like Tam Tam.
In the words of Jackson, rip. what's the goss? Minutes away. What's on the way, mate?
Iggy Azalea's got a big announcement.
I heard.
And, yeah, another star's jumping on the Harry Styles as a Gentleman bandwagon. I'll tell you who that is.
Okay, doing it after this, 7:45 at the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, when you wake up.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
UFM.
The official
The Novos.
So, guys, we are about to have a huge debate. Massive debate.
About what? On
131009. If you want to join in this, because the New South Wales Government Department has defended spending more than $1.2 million on indoor plants for its new corporate offices in Parramatta. So that's not for offices...
Anything else.
...in all New South Wales. That's just one office.
One new building they put up.
Correct.
I thought you'd be all for that, Jade.
Oh, I am. I think, you know... Indoor plants. I'm a huge indoor plant.
Written all over
it. Does. I like my indoor plants, and I was thinking about it because a lot of people are upset with the amount of money that was spent, and I just think, you know what, the government wastes a lot of money in different ways. At least they're, you know, trying to help the environment and people's mental health by having plants indoors in the offices.
$1 million, though. That's a huge... Like, how much is an indoor plant?
I think you'd be on the minority agreeing with this decision.
No, let hear me out. So, it's a 3-year contract with a supplier called Tropical Plant Rentals, which include the supply...
Supply,
installation, watering, maintenance, and replacement of indoor vegetation.
It's like radio rentals for plants.
Correct. I think it's all right. Okay. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's more pleasant working in a nice office. I think we can all agree with that. When you're surrounded by, you know, plants and...
You're an interesting person, Jade Leader, because you're such a stinge, yet so liberal on things like this.
Well, it's environmental sustainability, you know? Having plants
indoors, purifying the air. Is $1 million worth of plants?
Only 3 years, too.
And you know what? They spend a lot more money on fireworks every year.
They could also spend $1 million on replanting forests, but I mean environmentally friendly for indoor plants.
Look, I can't speak on the forest front. I don't know what they're investing in there. They probably are.
I just find it hilarious that they're only rentals.
Well, that's the company's name. They probably own the plants. It's just Tropical Plant Rentals probably just, you know... Go in there and look after the
office, but they're, and they're renting $1 million worth of
this
plants.
Is the debate.
Look,
right?
131009. Should the New South Wales government have spent over $1.2 million on indoor plants in their new Parramatta offices?
Okay, and also in addition to this, I think what else could they have spent the money on?
Well,
so if you think you've got a better idea of what they could have spent that $1 million on, give us a call. We're going to do it straight after this. Sam Fell, Post Malone at 105.3 New FM. It's 8:07. Good morning. Sam Fell, Post Malone with the Novos. It's 8:10.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And huge debate amongst the team now on 13.09 if you'd like to back either of us up or share your thoughts on the matter after the government has spent $1.2 million on indoor plants for new offices that they built at Parramatta.
One building.
Yeah, so this is a rental contract, so obviously the maintenance, the watering, the upkeep of the plants across 3 years. Mm. This is ridiculous. Now, I know you've got a whole bunch of facts ready to go there, Jade.
I do.
So
all right, let's hear them.
They help to reduce stress.
Yeah.
So university found significant reductions in stress among workers where plants were introduced into their workspace. Also, they help to increase productivity. Employees... productivity have jumps 15% when they're not filled in environments of plants. Also, what else have they said in this thing here? They actually help to reduce sickness and absent rate. So there's a study, 7,600 office workers in 16 countries found that nearly two-thirds, which is 58% of workers, which didn't have plants, were sick.
Okay.
I think I might be convinced.
I'm not. I mean, this is one office, $1.2 million. In our economic situation, we're in a recession, guys, and they're spending $1 million on plants.
Well, you've got to think about it, though. A little bit bizarre. New South Wales government...
Rental plants.
No, but New South Wales government, Maddie, you've got to think, they in the current climate and all the things that we're facing with COVID-19, they need their government workers to be working.
But they're just looking after themselves. What about, you know, Jane Smith that works down at, you know, in an office selling air conditioners that's working 10-hour days?
Yeah.
Like, why is a government employee more important than her well-being at work? I mean, it kind of smells like they're looking after themselves.
Well, that's up to individual workplaces to be putting plants in, Maddie. That's not a valid point.
Her office will be cool because they've got air conditioning.
Guys, it's taxpayers' money, though. This is what I'm talking about, Jade. It's like, wow, when it suits you on certain things, it's like, why are they wasting money? Like fireworks. Fireworks have benefits as well.
Not as great benefits.
Yeah, but as an overall society.
Oh, tourism boosts up a little bit at that time of year. But
look, I can't argue with you.
But the thing is, the New South Wales government, you need that workforce needs to be working in times like these. So,
rental plants. They're not, like, it's ridiculous.
No, you're assuming because they're looking after it.
Buy a couple of palm trees for the office. Do you really need walls and walls of greenery? I'm all for sustainability. Don't get me wrong, but aren't there more important things?
Do you hate the environment, Maddie?
Sounds like you do. If you think about how much a happy plant for instant costs at Bunnings, not even a metre high, they're about $50, $49.95.
Guys,
imagine how much.
I'm very confident that most people out there would be on my side, because $1 million on rental plans for one office in Sydney spent by the government during a pandemic and a recession. Pretty bad.
Well, no one seems to be calling to back you up.
If anyone is on Maddie's side, call up. Otherwise, just chill with us.
I think my argument stands. I don't need to say
anymore. They're like, Jade's right. We don't need to call.
I am with you, Maddie. I've got a way in here. Jade, you talk about productivity. Wouldn't you think $1 million invested into, say, mental health programs or youth programs within the community would be much more productive for the community rather than just one government office where they could go to Kmart and get a table flower or something like that?
Well, no, I disagree because I've already read you all the benefits from scientific studies at universities. So, you know, you need them.
I like science. That sounds good
to me.
You
know what, though, guys?
They keep the government working.
What would you rather? Don't you think the staff in that office would prefer an extra, you know, a few hundred bucks a year in their pay pocket at Christmas time?
Everyone wants a pay rise.
Everyone wants more money.
Think about what that money could have been spent on. And Jackson's right. There are other programs that are more important than putting a daffodil in the office. Like,
I'd love some peace lilies in our office.
Well, let's get that organised.
We've got some calls here.
Here we go.
Well,
we asked for it. Here we go.
G'day, Trish.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thank you. So, what are your thoughts on this subject?
Look, I'm with Maddie on this because I know a lot of people that lost their jobs and all that when this virus thing hit. And they still haven't been paid by Centrelink, and they've got nothing.
That's not fair on them.
No, to be fair, that's federal government funding.
This is state government, but I see your point.
Mm. Yeah, no, just things. A lot of people are doing it tough out there, like really, really tough. And they're going, I understand that they want to put stuff in their offices, but they should fix all the people that are doing it tough up first and worry about plants.
Thank you, Trish. Great
okay.
point.
That's all right.
Let's go to one more. Mel, how are you?
Yeah, good.
That's the way. Do you think this is a good use of money or...?
Oh, absolutely not.
Why, Mel?
Well, for $1.2 million, you could employ 20 people at $60,000 a year. You could employ someone to plant some bloody plants and go in every week and look after them.
What if they don't have any positions available?
But they can use the $1.2 million instead of paying a contractor to come in and water hired plants. They could pay 20 people to go out and look after plants in offices.
Do you think like a random off the street, though, who they hire is going to know how to really make like plants look good in an office, though?
And get the fertiliser amount right each month?
$60,000 a year job. You can buy someone who's educated. You can
have a full time in the office.
You could have a full time horticulturalist.
Well, that's true.
Yeah,
and still have money left over to maybe fix some roads or something.
And yeah, exactly. Also, Mel.
Or maybe even employ someone to mow the median strips in Beresfield.
Well, you know,
is that a bit of an issue?
Great point. We suffer here in Sandgate as well. But yeah. You know what, though, honestly, there are other sectors that the state government have control of that are desperately trying to get cash. They need funding, more funding, teachers, nurses, all of those different things. Do you think
I understand what you're saying, but every single sector wants more funding. Unfortunately,
it's all gone to indoor plant rental.
The treasurer has a tough job.
Well, clearly. Let's have a look at the poll you put up, Jade. Let's reveal the results of this.
All right, let's go to the poll. So I put this on our Facebook page this morning. Apparently, 96% of people say no, the government shouldn't have spent $1.2 million.
Another way to think about that, though, is 4% think that they should have spent it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we like to do glass. Here, look after the top 4%.
Glass very tiny bit full.
I might bring you my own piece, Lily, see how your mood improves, Maddie.
My mood's good. Hey, up next, speaking of plants, say thanks for flowers. You know, appropriate use of flowers,
it's
I feel.
It's the plant half hour.
UFM.com.au, Jade's dream.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Fresh pretty posies delivered daily for $37.
Theposypost.com.au.
The Novos with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Say thanks with flowers.
Yes, we love this segment here. If you'd like to nominate somebody to send a nice bunch of flowers, all thanks to our friends at the Posy Post, newfm.com.au. It's such a nice gesture to receive a bunch of flowers, and they're not cheap, are they?
No. It's one of those things, though, that you don't normally go out and buy yourself.
Yeah, flowers. Especially if it's, you know, it's not on the list, and you think, oh, it's a bit of an extra expense.
Yeah, and when you receive them, they just make you happy.
The best feeling.
100%. Well, this week, Troy has nominated his wife. He's from Whitebridge, and he's on the line now, I believe. Excellent. Here we go. Hey, Troy. How are you, brother? Hello, Troy.
Hello. How you going?
Hey,
hey, Troy.
We're doing good, mate. Now, I believe your missus has gone through a bit of a hard time lately.
Oh, yeah. She's had a bit of a health scare there about 16 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I think I sent through the competition there a few months ago.
Wow.
I'm not sure. I think it was around Mother's Day or something. But, yeah, she's having her 50th birthday this weekend.
Oh, congratulations.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, yeah. So she's 50 on Monday, but we're having a little bit of a get-together on Saturday. Just, you know, a few friends, nothing too big because of the rules these days.
So. Yeah, of course.
So you're going to be celebrating at home?
Yeah, yeah, just at home. Just a couple of friends and some few beers and some wine and that for the ladies. And, yeah, so, yeah, we'll just sort of celebrate.
Oh, good stuff. Troy, tell us, what's your wife's name?
Belinda.
Belinda. And now, this is the most important question. You can't give her free radio station flowers for her 50th. What have you actually bought her?
Or is it a surprise?
Yeah, no, that's a surprise. I might be listening because she could be in the car driving my son to school.
Oh, well, okay. Do you want to give your wife and your son a shout-out?
Yeah, hey, Jock, Belinda, and I've got another couple of sons, Jed and Kai. They're my other two boys. I think they'll probably be listening today. So,
good stuff.
Hey, boys.
Hey.
All working.
I love that. Love. Oh, you've obviously got a beautiful family. Yeah. Thanks for hanging out with us, Troy.
Thank you, Troy. Appreciate it. All the best for your wife's 50th on Monday. Yep. Up next, though, Jade, I heard something, Crevo, in the office.
Yeah. So, essentially, I don't know if you guys remember when Jade did her little, like, kitchen renovation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
As part of that, she purchased a shiny new orange DeLonghi toaster.
Mm-hmm. Rome orange.
Purchase for Jade.
Rome orange.
Yeah, not cheap. And then she came in here all excited. Guys, guys, as part of my purchase, I've got a chance to win a Vespa. And I'm going to do it. I'm putting out the good vibes to the universe. Starts lighting up incense and everything. Yep. And I'm like, Jade, what are you doing? So I managed to, yesterday, record a telephone call Jade made to DeLonghi.
Which I didn't know about.
I heard the arse end of this.
Hassling DeLonghi. Is my competition entry there? I'm just checking, guys. And a whole lot more. Hey, I got the whole lot on tape.
You got to be in it to win it, in my defense.
You don't have to hassle the poor promotions girl, though.
Wow.
We'll get into the details next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo,
the Novos.
Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire on 105.3 New FM. Just had an interesting conversation there with Jade because her husband Ben loves rock music. And I asked her, Jade, does Ben love the Kings of Leon? Jade replies with, marriage is for when you run out of conversation.
I don't know what he likes.
Anyway, well, I'm very excited
bit dramatic there,
for this
okay?
next segment. Jade versus DeLonghi.
Hello.
Because I actually emailed them a couple of times to make sure that my product registered.
Hey, Jenny, it's me, Jade, again.
I just want to speak to someone in your promotions department, please.
So, this is a bit of a saga. I'll explain it briefly. Jade buys a fancy DeLonghi toaster, mm-hmm. comes with a competition. You can win a Vespa, right? Enters that competition. It's been a while. Getting ants in her pants, decides to call up DeLonghi and find out what's going on.
Yeah. Look, right? I would like to read the terms and conditions and, you know, follow up. And it said there, they'll announce the winners. So I was like, I'll check and just make sure I haven't missed the cutoff date where they've announced, you know?
Okay, so this conversation was happening in the other studio and I actually thought, you know what, let's get the recorder out and find out what Jade's going on about. Right.
Oh, no.
So this first piece of audio is Jade has called up DeLonghi for the first time and is on hold. Waiting to be put through to the promotions department, right? This is what happens while she's on hold with DeLonghi.
Imagine if I won by heckling.
This is a chat with me.
If you knew that ringing up every day would get you, like, a small advantage, would you do it?
Yes.
Just, hey, Jenny, it's Jade again.
Yeah. She doesn't want to answer her phone.
Who is it? What's her name?
I called DeLonghi and then she's put me through to there, to another department, but it's ringing out.
Oh, do you reckon she's...
I sent them two emails.
Do you reckon she's fobbed you off?
Maybe. I reckon they've kept the Vespa for themselves.
Right, so this is the chat we're having behind the scene while she waits on hold.
Look, assumptions, okay, never assume.
DeLonghi's a respectable company. They wouldn't
are.
Do that.
And I love the toaster.
All right, now, for this next bit. Right, so Jade has been put through to the promotions department. That then rings out. So it goes to, like, a message bank. Jade's like, nah, not having it, right? She decides that she wasn't happy with the first response and calls back after being fobbed off, right? This is where she gets in touch with a lady called Andrea on her second call. Let's have a listen.
Hi, Andrea. I just want to speak to someone in your promotions department, please. They have a promotion to win a Vespa. I'm trying to read the terms and conditions because I wasn't sure when... they actually will draw the promotion because I actually emailed them a couple of times to make sure that my product registered.
Are you emailing as you're on the phone?
But they haven't got back to me. And I really want to win it because orange is my favourite colour.
Listen to that sweet talking at the end there.
Orange is my favourite colour.
I really want to win it. Right? You've seen my kettle. I've had an orange kettle long before that orange toaster came along.
That's true. Now, this chat then goes on for a while, and we'll pick up with this last bit of audio at the very end of the call with Andrea. We reflect on how this competition's going to play out, And Jade, listen to the sweet talking Jade tries to get into Andrea here.
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
Oh, well, good karma's coming your way. She's going to let me know. And she sent all my details through to the promotions department.
Why is good karma coming her way?
She's helping me. She's really nice.
Is she giving you an unfair advantage, Jade?
Oh, look, I may have sweet talked her a little, but... Hey.
How is she helping, though? That sounds dodgy, helpful. Jade.
She's just being helpful.
Is she putting your entry on the top?
No. She's like, I'll find out for you and let you know. And I was like, well, thank you. Good karma's going to come your way. She's very helpful. Fingers crossed. I haven't been able to let it go.
Now,
look, I'm feeling judged.
I do have to bring up as well, when I questioned you about the Vespa, you said that your husband, Ben, wants a motorbike.
Yeah.
So your solution to your husband purchasing a motorbike is winning him a free orange Vespa.
Yes. Look, if I could
afford to buy him from him, Jade.
A nice motorcycle, I would. But
the
hey.
NASA of Broadmeadow he'll become.
I'm sure he'll be very grateful for the Vespa if I win.
You've got the orange Hy-Vis vest if you do win the Vespa.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you'll get a matching orange helmet to go with it.
Look,
if you do win this truth here, well hustled.
That's
what I'll say. If you win this... Well hustled.
Do you know what? Jade pretends to be this chill person. Let the universe take control. Really, you're controlling your own destiny by calling them 100 times.
Emailing them twice already.
If I worked at DeLonghi, I'm telling you now.
Wanted to do was confirm my entry had gone through.
This is what I would do to your entry if I worked there.
And you know what? Bad karma. For that.
I love how you tried to bribe them with something like completely invisible and intangible.
She's like, I'll come to a seance at your house.
I'll send you good vibes through the phone.
Look, you know, you guys, I'm going to have to go home and burn a lot of incense today to get rid of your negativity.
It's just a joke, but not really.
It's quite funny.
For a competition and
you can!
I've never heard of that.
Well, Jade obviously did it.
Hey, I've worked in promotions. I worked as a promotions manager. I know how it all works.
So what, you used to give the price to people
who called up? Well, they seem really keen. Let's give them the prize.
Look, time will tell, fellas.
That it will.
The latest with Hamish coming up next. We're going to check in with all the stories that didn't make the news with him under this new FM.
The Novos. For some Novos on new FM.
We're trying to figure out how to make the news less boring and you act like you peed in your milkshake.
I love the media.
The news that didn't make the news with Hamish.
That's right. All the things that just take too long to explain in one short headline.
The stories that got thrown in the bin this morning that were deemed not serious enough.
They call it, what is it? The cutting room floor.
That's right. So this is the off-cut segment. Yeah, okay. Well, it's also stuff that I find interesting and, feel like I should explain a little bit more detail. Well, first up, archaeologists have been able to map an entire buried Roman city without having to excavate a single thing. They've actually found... Yeah, well, the city that was actually... I won't go into detail, but it's actually buried under this field in near Rome. They've used sophisticated ground-penetrating radar to create hyper-accurate maps of the town.
An entire city
using... Wow. And they found fascinating stuff like the network of water pipes, really quite complicated. The streets, a temple, and an amphitheater as well, too. So
very cool.
How awesome. That excites me.
It's also a bit fun how they did it as well, too. They drove around the field... with an ATV, basically a lawnmower, dragging the scanning equipment behind them. So it took them a fair while to do it, but they've created, and the maps themselves are incredibly detailed.
So what will they do with this new information?
Oh, well then, who knows?
But are they going to dig up the field?
No, they're not, and that's the thing, because, you know, one, being buried, it preserves it for longer.
True.
And also, two, it's a lot less expensive than actually digging up the entire thing, like they did with Pompeii and Herculaneum.
How fascinating, though, to dig it up and explore the city. I know you probably couldn't, but wow, what an amazing discovery!
Yeah. Imagine the treasure.
Well, that's true.
There'll be a lot of old Roman coins under there for sure.
Maybe.
Pots.
I don't know if it'd cover the expense of digging it up.
Copper
pipes? No.
Strip out the copper?
I think this might predate copper. So,
yeah, probably lead.
Yeah, lead. Yeah, don't want to go digging.
Clay.
That's true. Yeah, not much money in that, in that racket.
Less and less valuable. Just mud. It's just all mud.
So, yeah, very interesting. And the second story.
What does the fox say?
Oh, this song, I thought it was dead.
I cannot apologise enough for that, but it does link into my next story.
Five or 6 years, yeah. I've not heard that. Yeah. Thank you.
It was either that or Foxy Lady, which is, 40 years off.
Foxy.
It does link into my next story in as much as it relates to foxes, so very tenuous link. But researchers in Scotland have found that urbanised foxes have started to evolve to adapt to their environments. So foxes that live around towns and cities, they've analysed hundreds of fox skulls. They found that they're getting smaller and narrower, which they reckon helps them scavenge through rubbish bins and discarded packets of food. It's an interesting story, but also a little bit sad.
It is sad.
The human race has a direct involvement in the shaping of a fox's skull because of the rubbish.
You know, we all adapt to our environments and to a certain degree, and animals adapt to survive in it as well too. So,
I mean, you say sad, but foxes before this, they never got to try Cheetos, did they?
True.
Not healthy for them, though.
Or like chips or whatever, and now they get to have a go.
You know me, I'm an animal advocate, so it makes me sad.
Deep-fried Mars bars as well, too, in Scotland, they'd be chowing down on those.
Like, people just have one bite and go, that's enough.
Yep.
Fox gets to taste it.
I'm not a fan of the deep-fried Mars bar. I'll eat 10 of them if I could.
I don't think I've ever tried it.
We'll bring the deep fryer back out and try it tomorrow.
No, you don't want to do that.
There's a great idea.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Friday treats.
From yesterday.
It's very exciting.
There you go.
Thank you, Hayden.
No worries,
very
guys.
Very fascinating facts there to take to work or school today, guys.
Exactly.
Very good. We've got a photo shoot tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. In the morning.
I hate them. I hate them.
You're advocating for it, though.
I just got to say, do you know why? Because I like to get, like, a new pair of fresh white Air Force Ones when these sorts of things happen. Do you think I can find a pair? So I'm going to take a leaf out of Jade's book.
Yeah.
If anybody out there in Newcastle works at a shop that has size 9 low-cut Air Force Ones, I'll come and buy them this afternoon.
He has been searching for good 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
More. Over nearly 6 weeks.
Not that long now.
They're so ratty.
I need fresh ones. Everyone's out. I can't. It's because of the Michael Jordan documentary.
selling out.
Is that incredible? Like, one person can influence just an item to sell like that.
10 years I've been buying these shoes, no problem. The bloody documentary comes out.
You say Michael Jordan, but is it because people just really want to be Matty Harrison?
Well, that's possible as well, especially in Newcastle. Yeah. If that's where the shortage is.
Look at you, Matty.
You're an influencer.
I don't find that funny, guys. Okay.
I do. It's great.
I find it amusing.
Not my problem.
Hit us up on Facebook, please. Mm. I don't want to have to buy other shoes.
Just get some Adidas or something.
No. Jackson, 105 commercial free, kicking off in minutes.
We're going to do some Tones and I was the bad child in my family.
Yeah, you used to prank your mum.
I did. Can I tell you one of the greatest pranks I've ever done?
Very quickly.
Yes. Yeah.
I brought a smoke machine and I filled the house with smoke, locked all the doors and set the fire alarm off.
Reject
that
as
a 25-year-old now. Sorry, Mum.
How old were you?
Oh, I was like 16. Old enough to know better.
Jackson.
I commend you to be, like, that's great commitment to a prank.
Mm. I'm the favourite now, though, so it worked out for me. Some of this as well.
Ah, yes.
Hey, Jealousy. Also, too, Lady Gaga. Her new album's going absolutely crazy. It's outselling the top 20 albums chart all combined.
Amazing.
Yeah, crazy numbers.
Gaga's the best.
We've actually got a whole heap here at the radio station. So, newfm.com.au, if you'd like to win a copy.
Yeah, they're for listeners only.
Jade, why were there 4 copies in your front door yesterday in your car?
I don't have a CD player in my car anymore.
Never thought I'd hear that.
Finally.
All right, it's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys.
Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.